Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for the opportunity to speak tonight again. And I was making notes in Russian. I hope I got everything translated correctly. So if there's some words that you don't understand, forgive me. Can we one more time ask the Lord bless this word and open our hearts, our ears to hear what God is about to say. Во имя Иисуса Христа, Господь, не просим Твое это благословение, то слово да помажешь, то с вечер, всякий день, Господь. Во имя Иисуса Христа, нек Твое слово да будет благословением, помажь, Господь, нек Твое тянгеле да будет на Твое место, Твоя защита во имя Иисуса Христа. Да, Господь, смелость, дерзновение, Твое помазание, Господь, во имя Иисуса Христа. In Jesus' name. Amen. When Bishop asked me to speak tonight, it wasn't very long when I failed to talk about spiritual succession. And is it correct? And I hope we'll understand spiritual succession. And let's open Jude 1 verse 3. Book of Jude 1 verse 3. Beloved, I will read New King James Version. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. And 2 Timothy chapter 1, we'll start from the beginning. Starting with verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother, and I am persuaded is in you also. Sorry, I can't figure out how to spell those names. And after the fall of the Iron Curtain and collapse of the Soviet Union, the borders of the former Soviet countries became open for foreign products. And among everything that was brought from abroad were stuff that had a destructive effect on the culture and society. And you probably may not understand what I'm saying. I was born in Soviet Union, and I lived 8 years until it collapsed. And when the borders were open, became open, you know, it's like when you're holding a dog for a long time and then you let it go. People just went crazy, went nuts when they started seeing all those new products that were brought in. And it had so a negative effect, destructive effect, that it had an effect on our culture and society. It was good and bad. It was so-called cultural revolution, which completed the process of collapse of the socialist communist society, which is good. And the bad, it completed collapse of the culture, both national and spiritual. T. Till today, there's some countries that in the most severe pressure from so-called modern ideology and cultural revolutions, they retain their original culture to this day almost unchanged. There are some countries. And what is the secret of such resistance to external influences? What is the secret in their resistance to external influences? Is it because of their mentality? Or is it because of their geographical location? The secret is in succession of generations, and I hope I translated it correct, which most nations had lost. And succession is when one generation passes on to the next generation its culture, language, tradition, spirituality, faith. And living today, we may think, is it really important? I mean, we live in the 21st century where I get to choose what to do, what church to attend, what religion or God to worship, and other stuff. I choose myself. Who cares about traditions or cultures or other things? Over a year ago, I was watching one video on YouTube, and one phrase got my attention. The lady in that video said, she said that we need to educate our society. I will not get into details of the subject, but she said we're not living in the Stone Age anymore. We live in the 21st century. So we need to educate our society to think even. Everybody to think the same. And I thought in myself, I don't want this junk. And I don't want you to educate me to think the same. And she looked like, is it correct, like scald chicken? Right, halfway plucked. Is that correct? Like literally, she looked like that. And I thought to myself, you don't know what you're saying, woman. And it seems like everything is turning upside down, and the values are being substituted. Everything is changing. And let us open Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Paul says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexuality, immorality, wickedness, and he continues the list. Because they did not like or they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge. That's why God, he gave them over to a debased mind. And the modern thinking and ideology is an external source and external influence. And eventually, most people, they don't care about spiritual, cultural, or family values because of the external influence that's affecting their thinking and changes their morality and mentality. If we go back in history, during kings, we see that certain dynasty ruled over the nation. And they would pass this power, authority to their successor. And if you wasn't from a royal family, you couldn't run for a king's office. you had to belong to a royal family. And the knowledge, experience, culture, faith, everything was passed to the next king. Because they wanted to make sure that this king will be great king. And it was forbidden for them to mix their blood with others for various reasons. There's some exceptions in the history, but not much. And why it is so important? When we read about Israelites in the Old Testament, we read that when the entire congregation of Israel, they gathered before the Lord, they lined up before the Lord by tribes and thousands. And the word thousands translated in Russian as breed or clan. And we see that Israel had this tribe clan structure where everyone knew who they belonged to, where they came from, and what God has done in their midst. In other words, they knew about their heritage, and it was forbidden to marry other than Jew. We read this in the Bible. God didn't want Jews to mix their blood with others because they would lose their identity and spiritual heritage. God knew that it will lead to apostasy. That's why God said to them, you do this, this, and this. Keep this, this, and this. And Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. That you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Just notice verse 2. God says that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his commandments, his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson. And this is a spiritual succession when they had to pass their faith in God. Everything that they had to pass it to the next generation. And skipping to verse 6, we read, all these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lay down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And chapter 32, Deuteronomy, verse 46. Chapter 32, verse 46. And he said to them, set your hearts and all the words which I testify among you today, which you shall command your children to be careful to observe all the words of this law. For it is now a empty thing for you, because it is your life. And by this word, you shall prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. We see that God told them important things. And he said, this is not an empty thing. If you do this, I will bless you. I will bless your land, I will bless your family, and your days will be prolonged. Let's open Psalm 78. very interesting verses. 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark saying of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may see their set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. This is a spiritual succession. I'm apostolic in fourth generation. My great-grandfather, he laid his life for Christ. He laid his life for the truth. And he died very early at age 40. And it was my parents that lived a life of example and led us to a point in life where we had to make our own choice to live for God. But it's not about them or about me. And I don't want to sound boastful, but what I'm trying to say is that the faith that was in my great-grandfather is alive today. And the vision and love for God that he had continues today. He didn't die in vain, but the faith that he had, he passed to his children, and his children passed to my parents, and my parents passed it to us. And now I have a son. He's 2 years old, Mark. And I'm praying that he will serve God also. Because I don't want this to end on me only. Because God said, I will bless you to 1,000 generations. This is 1,000 generation promise that I want to continue in my family. And Apostle Jude is writing, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith that which was once for all delivered to the saints. And Apostle Paul reminds Timothy about the heritage and faith that dwelt in his grandmother and his mother. He says, I know this faith is in you. This faith was passed unto you. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Sometimes it seems like we're overtaken by the flow of this world. Politics, sports, fashion, money, fame, computer games. And we're so overtaken, it may be job, I don't know, you name it. But we're so overtaken that, you know, who cares about cultural and spiritual succession? But it's not about just the culture or the language we speak. I'm using this as a parallel. But it's about spiritual heritage and identity that Apostle Paul was writing about. It's about passing your faith, your spiritual heritage and identity to the next generation. And God makes it clear in his word. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And God makes it clear of who we are, who we belong to, and what is our heritage. And he says, pass it on to the next generation. Don't mix your blood with this world. Keep your identity, keep your faith, and pass it on to the next generation. Bible says that we are sons and daughters of God. And we heard that blood of Jesus runs through our veins. That's why separation and holiness is essential. It is necessary because of who we are. And when the chain of the spiritual succession is broken, we become vulnerable to the external influences, dissolving in this world, losing our identity. Maybe some of us are not fourth generation apostolics. It doesn't matter. You are fourth or first generation apostolics. All that matters, that it was somebody one day that testified us about Jesus Christ, and we received the faith. We received it. And the truth that we receive, the knowledge of God that we have, will it continue? That what matters. Will it continue? And Timothy had a great heritage. And for some reason, I don't know what was the reason, but for some reason, Apostle Paul, he reminds Timothy about his heritage. He says, stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands, the calling that placed in your life because of the faith that dwelled in your grandmother and your mother, and now it's in you. This is a spiritual succession. And for some reason, Apostle Paul was reminding Timothy about that. Right. He thought this is really important. Right. And God says, pass your faith and spiritual heritage to the next generation. And God says, if you do that, I will bless you. I will bless your land. I'll bless your field, your job, your home, your children to 1,000 generation. Praise God. I guess this is it. Can we stand, please? And may God bless you. I try to keep it really short. And can we pray, Pastor?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something that's interesting to me is that the Lord told the parents to pass along with the generations in the Old Testament, and he told them that he basically said, if you do this, you'll live longer in the land I'm going to send you into. But then in the New Testament, he almost flips it around in Ephesians and puts it back on the kids. It says, children, obey your parents, Lord, for this is right. He talks about your days being long on the land. And so there's almost this, you see this shift from Old Testament to New Testament, where it's not all on the parent. It's not all the parent's responsibility of this passing off. But the kid at some point's got to grab a hold of this, has got to want it, and has got to in turn follow the footsteps of a parent. I'm with you. My parents left me to make my own decision at some point in life, but there was a lot of years previous to that where they said, this is the way, son. Oh, you're living in my house? This is where we're going tonight. But in that process, I fell in love with Jesus. And I developed a relationship with him. And I'm thankful for what was passed along to me in my life. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you, Brother Tomev.